Next on our agenda is item G, but I'm told by the presenters for item G that they felt that in most instances and in most ways, Kurt, Zlotko, and Jody covered what they would have talked about as the next steps. So before we conclude, I think it's important to sort of talk about what we gleaned here today and to announce to you how I see this going forward. And that is, pursuant to the rule of court and the responsibility of the Chief Justice and the Administrative Director to negotiate the budget, I anticipate naming a small representative group for the flexibility and the ability to move, I think, quickly and nimbly in the Capitol at all hours and at any part of the week. And so I'll be announcing that very shortly. I expect no later than close of business tomorrow. And that every member of that group would then be tasked with the responsibility of outreach to the particular entity that they represent. Also point out that this small group would assist Jody and I in developing and the issues that we've talked about here. We've taken copious notes about the message and the information that will support the message that we take to the Department of Finance and the legislature about where the branch is, what these cuts mean, how they're untenable, our concern that we can't do this in 45 days, and really the strength of really what has been trial court funding as it exists today as described by the panel with Alan Carlson, Judge Earl, and Judge Trent Acosta. And we will post all our activity regarding how we're moving on the website as well as through emails. But I urge you to know something you're probably already aware of, that the greatest contact person that you can have in terms of what's happening with judicial counsel is really Justice Miller and also Marianne O'Malley in terms of what's happening with Bench Bar Coalition, as well as any of us. And I urge you out there to contact your liaison for the judicial counsel for input, exchange of information, and transmission. It is not our intent to hide the ball in any way, but this is going to be moving quickly. And so the information will be available to you. We're also interested in your input as we can incorporate those into the message to Department of Finance, Governor's Office, and the legislature. The only other thing I want to say before we close today is ask if anyone else from Council would like to make a statement about today and where we go from here. Justice Miller, anything?
The only thing I would like to say is, again, to thank the PJs. I wish that Judge Rosenberg was here, but I want to thank him and the PJs through Judge Trent Acosta and through Judge Earl. You've been wonderful to work with in the last couple of weeks, and I know that we'll spend a great deal of time in the coming weeks and months working together, and your information and your insight is particularly insightful. I also want to thank Judge Rubin and CJA and all of you who've provided us with your insight also, and that I guess what I would end with is that those of you who know me know that I like to use humor to kind of break the ice or lighten the situation, but I don't find today that appropriate. I mean, this has been too sober of a time. But I know that with all of us and with the help of the PJs and the CEOs that we're going to get through this and maybe a difficult time, but we're going to get through to the other side.
Thank you. Judge Rubin.
Thank you. I echo Justice Miller's comments. I think most of you know that I try to be upbeat in most situations. This has just been, pardon my expression, one hell of a week, and today was just I hope it doesn't get worse this week. Just get us through the end. And I just want to say a couple of comments. First of all, on behalf of CJA, we are just – this is staggering. You know, the court system is the backbone of the justice system and is the justice system, but the public safety piece that is being kind of threatened here, that we all have to now figure out how exactly we're going to keep protecting the public. As I think Mr. Carlson said, we spent all this time, or is it, I'm sorry, I think it was my PJ said, sorry, Rob, that we spent all this time trying to insulate the public from what's been happening to us, and this is what happened to us in the end. So the money side is very profound and very difficult. There's another piece, I think, that I think we need to keep our eye on. There is a profound structural change suggested in this budget that really changes and shapes the relationship of the courts to the council and the council to the executive and to the legislative branches. And I think something that was sort of stated by Justice Bashir hinted at, I think we really need to focus on this and look at this and not let that in our efforts to ameliorate what is happening, that we lose sight of that and try to work with stakeholders in making sure that we're in control of how these changes occur and that the changes occur are ones that we actually want and need.
Thank you. Again, I appreciate all of you being here. There are difficult times ahead, but I continue to believe the judicial branch has the smartest people in the room, and we're going to figure it out. Thank you.